There have been explosions in three resort towns on Egypt's Red Sea coast, close to the Israeli border. At least 30 people have been killed, and there are dozens of wounded, including vacationing Israelis and Egyptian workers. There has been no official word on the cause of the blasts, but reports quote Israeli security officials as saying they believe the blasts are the work of terrorists. NPR's Linda Gradstein has been monitoring the situation from our bureau in Jerusalem. She says the worst damage is to a hotel in the town of Taba.
Well, the explosion at the Hilton Hotel in Taba occurred at about 10 o'clock in the evening in the lobby area. The hotel was at full capacity, and a fire broke out, and 10 floors of the hotel collapsed. Media reports say there are dozens of people trapped underneath the rubble. The other two explosions were further south in the Sinai Desert. At one, it was at a place called Ras HaSatan, which is a camping area. And the other was in the Sinai town of Nueva. There are very few details about those two explosions.
We don't know yet officially what caused the blasts, but I understand that the Israeli government prior to this had issued a travel warning to Israelis not to go to these Egyptian Red Sea resorts because of a terror threat. But I gather this is a very popular destination at this time of year in Israel, which is holiday time.
Yes, this is actually a whole month of Jewish holidays, starting with the Jewish New Year of Rosh Hashanah, and the last holiday, in fact, just finished this evening, but it's continuing, you know, on through this weekend. And in the past month, tens of thousands of Israelis have gone to Sinai, despite the warnings that security officials said that there were warnings of terrorist attacks targeting Israelis specifically. Security officials say they now believe that the blast at the Taba Hotel was a car bomb, although Egyptian television is continuing to report that it was a gas leak. Israelis go to Sinai for a few reasons. First of all, the beaches are much more unspoiled than those in the southern Israeli resort town of Eilat. The prices are a fraction of the prices in Eilat, and as well, gambling is legal there, and many Israelis cross the border from Egypt, from Israel to Egypt in order to gamble. Originally, in the first hour or so after the explosion in Taba, Egyptian officials were not letting in Israeli ambulances and firefighters. However, the border has since been opened, and there's been a steady stream of Israeli ambulances. Dozens of Israeli doctors are also being airlifted to the site.
And when you say the border is opened, at Taba at least, this is not miles or kilometers. This is yards from the Israeli
This
border.
Is yards. In fact, you know, Israeli media reports say that some of the wounded actually walked from Taba, you know, obviously the not severely wounded, but walked from the hotel in Taba to the border, where they were then taken to Israeli hospitals. You're talking about 200 yards, 300 yards at the most. So people are actually just walking across.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
NPR's Linda Gradstein speaking to us from Jerusalem.